Start recording.
I thought that being homeless was gonna be a little easier because I was homeless before and it was short, but homeless now is not good. We went from the shelter to a hotel room, and my husband messed up twice and got us kicked out, and we going to another hotel room. It's the hotel room that we did our anniversary in. And I am so scared he gonna mess this one up where we don't have no place to go. I don't know, and I can't take it anymore about him doing what he doing. We was happy before. We went from a RV to an apartment, and it was a hotel turned into an apartment. And then he let friends talk him into living with them. We lived with them for a year, and we end up out on the street. Then I messed up and got myself, how you say, kicked out and on a guest list. Then, because he abused me and I couldn't take it no more, so I looked for someone else to spend time with me and treat me like a woman, because my husband said he didn't see me as a woman at the time. And then he turned around and abused me and snatched, and they saw it and put him on a guest list. And then he left me and went to another shelter and left me in this other shelter by myself. So when we found out about the hotel that we in now, we decided to stay, but he lost his wallet on the day we was supposed to move. Then it was just me here by myself, and all he had to do is stick by the rules. Come and see me at 8 and leave at 11 p.m. And that's all he had to do until he get his license back. Then he turned around, messed with something because they didn't believe him. And he got kicked out and grounded from the apartment. And both of us got kicked out and got to leave by the first. So I hope this new place will be good and he don't get us kicked out, because I am about tired of giving him chances after chances after chances for him to straighten up and for him to do right by us. At least this time he got a job that he's sticking to, but he's threatened if I don't do what he want me to do. He decided to go up north to New York, and I got to the point where I told him he can go back to New York and I don't care and I'm not fighting it anymore. So if he go ahead and leave to go to New York, I won't sweat it because I have family I can go to. I don't want to, but I can. And I can try to find somebody else besides him. Right now, letting y'all know, and living with a blind mom, or LBM, IW, it is very hard, especially when you're in a wheelchair. So, I just don't know. What?
Stop recording. Button.